When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You
once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. I hear. Spring.
That's what I hear too, that springtime has arrived, not a moment too soon. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting. I'm your host, Larry Maslon, and welcome to Broadway to Main Street. We are in the great throes of being supported by a wonderful organization, the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. So we welcome them aboard as sponsors. And we welcome all those robins chirping and those crocuses burrowing through, and an outlook for a new and wonderful springtime. Today's show is called Springtime for Broadway. And you think, oh, of course he's going to play Springtime for Hitler, but I don't think that's entirely appropriate for this particular show. People may or may not know that Springtime for Hitler, which of course came from the producers back in 1967, 68, when it came out as a movie, was a spoof on a old chestnut, I guess you'd call that, a show that got revived in summer stock all the time called Springtime for Henry, which was a great vehicle for the character actor Edward Everett Horton. But today we're going to listen to songs from Spring, which have inspired, the ideas inspired songwriters from the beginning of the century. The song we heard leading into our show, of course, was Spring Is Here, great Rodgers and Hart tune rendered impeccably by one of my favorite singers, Chris Connor. Well, the idea of springtime as a trope is an idea of romantic and rebirth and just a generally life-affirming idea. It stretches all the way back. And there was a show in the 20s produced by the Schuberts called Blossom Time. Never, ever revived, you know, after, I don't know, World War II probably. And this was a musical that used Schubert music that was repurposed by Sigmund Romberg. It was a huge hit for the Schuberts. And ran forever. It was one of the longest running shows of its day. Here is a song from it called Thou Art My Springtime. And you'll hear all these things about, robins and birds and chirping and flowers. Anyway, it gives you an idea of how the idea of blossom time, right? Springtime blossoms have provided this wonderful framework for springtime on Broadway.
Yesterday morning I did see blossoms on the apple tree. I took a breath and thought, could it be, it's green up time. Then I began to look around, and in every field I found greens were pushing up through the ground for green up time. And sure enough the bluebells tinkled, April in the glen. And sure enough I fell in love with love again. Then I started feeling awful bright, had a thought that hit me right. I'll have my honey dance me tonight and have a time to welcome in the green up time.
Here's news, the greatest news that you ever heard. Here's news, a wonderful event has occurred.
Can't you see it everywhere?
Can't you see it everywhere?
Can't you smell it in the air?
Can't you smell it in the air?
Yesterday morning I did see blossoms on the apple tree. I took a breath and thought, could it be?
It's green up time. Then I began to look around, and in every field I found greens were a-pushing through the ground for green up time.
And sure enough the bluebells tinkled, April in the glen. And sure enough I fell in love with love again. Then I started feeling awful bright, had a thought that hit me right. I'll have my honey dance me tonight and have a time to welcome in the green up time. To welcome in the green up time.
Green up time.
Green up time.
Bump bump. Trivia question. What is the only musical that the great 20th century stage and film director Elia Kazan directed? And the answer is Love Life, a wonderful Kurt Vile, Alan J. Lerner score. We heard Lotta Lenya, Kurt Vile's muse, sing a wonderful springtime song, Green Up Time, from Love Life. Well, flowers are inevitable in springtime, and that's what we're celebrating today. So perhaps our greatest horticulturalist is none other than Daisy Gamble, the heroine of On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. And you know what Dorothy Parker said, you can lead a horticulture, but you can't make her think. Anyway, here she is with her opening number, Making Flowers Magically Grow from the Ground. And if there was any Broadway musical comedy actress who could sprinkle magic, it was Barbara Harris. And here she is.
Talk to flowers right here.
You haven't got a thing to fear.
What if someone should see?
There's no one here but you and me.
You mean talk just as if they were in this ground. Okay, but please turn around, turn around, turn around. Buds below, up is where to grow, up with which below can't compare with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Life down a hole takes an awful toll, what with not a soul there to share with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Wake up, bestir yourself. It's time that you disinter yourself. You've got a spot to fill, a pot to fill. And what a gift package of shower, sun, and love. You be met above everywhere with. Fondled and sniffed by millions who drift by like dearest Rosie. If you're a posy, hurry, it's lovely here.
Brandy, push up azalea.
Let's continue with some Broadway flower gardens, thanks to Daisy Gamble. Now, we opened with a Rodgers and Hart tune, Spring is Here. Here is a slightly later Rodgers and Hart tune. This is from Pal Joey. Now, Pal Joey opened, Christmas Day 1940, one of the great scores ever written for a Broadway musical, but it was not recorded in its day. So the next song we're going to hear by Rodgers and Hart that involves flowers comes from 1952. It's not Plant You Now, Dig You Later, get it, which is, I guess, also floral. But this is called The Flower Garden of My Heart. It's sung in a nightclub. It was sung in 1940 by Van Johnson. And it wasn't until the show was revived in 52 that this particular song was recorded for the first time. So here's the revival cast album, not the Columbia, the Capitol, of A Flower Garden of My Heart from Pal Joey.
I haven't got a great big yacht, but I'm contented with my lot. I've got one thing much more beautiful and grand. I do not own a racing horse, but that don't fill me with remorse. I possess the finest show place in the land. So come with me and wander to a lovely spot out yonder in the flower garden of my heart. I've got violets as blue as your eyes. I've got Narcissus, as sweet as my missus, and lilies as pure as the skies. In the flower garden of my heart, I've got roses as red as your mouth, just to keep our love holy. I've got Betty Holy and sunflowers fresh from the south. But you're the artist and love is the art in the flower garden of my heart.
Child as you'd find. Her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving their baby behind. Did you hear this poor little child was only 9 years of age when mother and dad went away? Still she bravely worked at the one thing she knew to earn her few pennies a day. She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, you know those artificial flowers, fashion from Annie's despair. With paper and shears, with some wire and wax, she made up each tulip and mum. As snowflakes drifted into her tenement room, her baby little fingers grew numb from making artificial flowers, those artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of high fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers, artificial flowers, made from Annie's despair. They found little Annie all covered with ice, still clutching her poor frozen shears. Amidst all the blossoms she had fashioned by hand and watered with all her young tears. In heavenly gardens and bowers, and instead of a halo, she'll wear around her head a garland of genuine flowers. No more artificial flowers, throw away those artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of society to wear. From Annie's, fashion from Annie's despair. Give her the real thing.
Well, the real thing in my book is Bobby Darin. Wow, could he sell a Broadway song? And he obviously did quite a lot of those in the late 50s, early 60s. Mack the Knife, his rendition of that, was a number one hit for 9 weeks on the hit parade. And he followed up with a wonderfully charming Bach and Harnack song from Tenderloin, Swung as Only He Can. I think a couple of years ago, our dear beloved Sheldon Harnack was in our Southampton studios. Hello, Sheldon. And he said he was just amazed that that was a hit. But, of course, was very happy for it. Well, all sorts of things spring up. Hits come out, unexpectedly in springtime. And springtime is obviously also a time of resurrection. It certainly is in the Christian calendar. And obviously the Passover holiday has a lot to do with that as well. So I tried to think what would be a good resurrection song that would be ecumenical across the board. And so I came up with Oscar Jaffe's initial song, and On the 20th Century, yes, any chance I can get to play that score. Here is the wonderful John Cullum to give us one of the most appropriate resurrection songs in Broadway history, I Rise Again.
Traitors! Look at the two of you, Judas Iscariot and his sister Sue. You think I'm finished? They all think I'm finished. Every time they think I'm through, I rise again, full size again, and give those doubting Thomases a walloping surprise again. I sneer at them, I jeer at them, I thumb my nose and bite my thumb and bare my royal rear at them, with my back up against the wall, with the wolves yapping at my heels, with the noose tightening round my neck. That's the time I know how rarely living with the wall up against my back, with the water rising to my chin, chained and bound tight inside a sack. That's the plight that I'm delighted in, for I have powers like Aladdin's genie did. I do escape tricks better than Houdini did. In the black of my cul-de-sac, do I crack and fall? No! I attack with my pack up against the wall.
Listen, boss, you gotta use your brain. Everyone you owe will meet the train.
I shine again. All is mine again. A fighter rising from the canvas at the count of nine.
The count is ten. You're out. The drums of doom are knocking. Your theater and your offices, the bankers will be locking.
I slip at them, spray flit at them. I'll face those grim Goliaths with my slingshot, and I'll hit at them with my back up against the wall. Angry birds pecking with their beaks, or submerged, sealed inside a tomb. That challenge brings the roses to my cheeks. So rally round me, my musketeering men. We'll turn that raging lynch mob into cheering men. From the false reports of my demise, like the phoenix right before their eyes, with my back up against the wall, I rise again.
Well, whether you're a daffodil or a failed Broadway impresario, we can all agree with that sentiment. This is the time to rise again and show what we're made of and face a bright new spring. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, happily talking to you from the springtime hamlet of Southampton, New York. I also want to welcome again our new sponsors, the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. Today's program is Springtime for Broadway. And, of course, there's so many great songs written about springtime because it works so well for songwriters. It's all optimistic, and you get great metaphors and great similes and great visuals. Here are two songs by Noel Coward, separated by, I think, almost about three decades. The first is written in England, called Something to Do with Spring, and you'll hear the master himself with the Ray Noble Orchestra, and then we'll move into a show he wrote in the early 60s called Sail Away. But first, Something to Do with Spring, courtesy of Mr. Noel Coward.
The sun is shining where clouds have been. Maybe it's something to do with spring. I feel no older than 17. Maybe it's something to do with spring. A feeling I can't express, a sort of lilt in the air, a lyrical loveliness seems everywhere there. That cow resembles a rural dean. Maybe it's something to do with spring. The spring is here, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, dear, can't you see the simply agonizing sheen on every angry little tree? You must admit it's rather fun to think that every single thing that nature ever does is overdone. You see exactly what I mean. It all looks far too clean, a badly painted scene. The grass is far too green. Perhaps there's something we have missed. I never could have kissed a sentimentalist. Still, there's something in the atmosphere, a sort of something, dear, that makes me happy here. The sun is shining where clouds have been. Maybe it's something to do with spring. I feel no older than 17. Maybe it's something to do with spring. A feeling I can't express, a sort of lilt in the air, a lyrical loveliness seems everywhere. There, that sheep's expression is quite obscene. Maybe it's something to do with spring.
I think I'm a little older than you are. How old are you, Johnny?
26. Why? Is age so important to you?
It's beginning to be.
Have no fears for future years, for sweet compensation you may find. Make your bow to the moment that is now, and always bear in mind, later than spring, the warmth of summer comes, the charm of autumn comes, the leaves are gold. Poets say that the blossoms of May fade away and die. Yet don't forget that we met when the sun was high. Later than spring, words that were said before, tears that were shed before, can be consoled. Realize that it's wise to remember, though time is on the wing. Songbirds still sing later than spring. Later than spring, though careless raptures past, no need to gaze aghast at days gone by. If you will, you can still feel the thrill of a new desire. Still feel that glow when you know that your world's on fire. Later than spring, remembered April showers may bring our present hours a clearer sky. We pretend and pretend it's the end, but the pendulum must swing. Nightingale sings.
James Hurst from a 1962 Noel Coward Broadway musical called Sail Away. You heard a little bit of Elaine Stritch, who headlined that show at the beginning of that particular cut. Well, spring also means happy surprises, things that come around again. I had the great good fortune of being able to write the liner notes for a Decca re-release of Baker Street, which was a show I loved, loved, loved as a kid because it was all about Sherlock Holmes. And here is Inga Swenson as Irene Adler to counsel Sherlock Holmes on the fact that there are things more important in the world than deduction and magnifying glasses and red herrings and so on and so forth. Finding Words for Spring, Inga Swenson from Baker Street.
Love is a delicate subject on which I have little to say. but there are difficult subjects. I'd gladly devote half the day. Describe the night. Somehow I would find them too. How can one explain love's sweet splendor? The most tender words won't do. You must fall in love. Explain itself to you. Should you want to pray? I could find a phrase or two. As for love, mere words, though they're clever, they'll just never do. You must fall in love.
Well, even Sherlock Holmes would be overcome by that beautiful sentiment. We're looking at spring today. Springtime for Broadway is the title of our show. One of my favorite songs on the subject, maybe my favorite, was written for the film Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, which has lyrics by Johnny Mercer and a score by Jean DePaul. And Mercer did as he could unravel this idea over and over and over again for chorus after chorus after chorus after chorus. If these lyrics don't make you laugh, I don't know what will. Here is Mercer, and I believe DePaul, I'm not sure who's singing with him, but certainly is Johnny Mercer, singing a demo recording of Spring, Spring, Spring. Please listen to and enjoy every one of these hilarious images.
Oh, the barnyard is busy in a regular tizzy, and the obvious reason is because of the season. Mom Nature's lyrical with her yearly miracle. Spring, spring, spring.
All the hen folk are hatching while their men folk are scratching to ensure the survival of each brand new arrival. Each nest is twittering, they're all babysittering. Spring, spring, spring.
It's a beehive of budding son and daughter life. Every family has plans in view. Even down in the brook, the underwater life is forever blowing bubbles too.
Every field wears a bonnet with some spring daisies on it. Even birds of a feather show their clothes off together. Sun's getting shinery to spotlight the finery. Spring, spring, spring.
in his hole, though the gopher seems a bit of a loafer, the industrious beaver puts it down to spring fever. While there's no antelope who feels that he can't elope, spring, spring, spring.
Slow but surely the turtle, who's enormously fertile, lays her eggs by the dozen, maybe some are her cousins. Even the catamount is nonplussed by that amount. Spring, spring, spring.
Even out in Australia, the kangaroo lay off butterfat and all French fries. If their offspring are large, it might be dangaroos. They've just gotta keep 'em pocket size.
Even though to each rabbit spring is more like a habit, nonetheless, in the cactus they indulge in the practice. Natural proclivity, they dig relativity. Spring, spring, spring.
To itself, each amoeba softly croons octoliba, while the proud little termite feels as large as a worm might. Oh, Papa Dragonfly is making his wagon fly. Spring, spring, spring.
Every bug snuggled snuggy in its own baby buggy, and in spite of policing, seems the tribe is increasing. 'Cause Mrs. Katie did once did what her matey did. Spring, spring, spring.
Daddy Longlegs is stretching out his creaking joints, and how busy can a bumblebee? Flitting hither and thither, she keeps seeking joints with a spare room and a nursery.
Each cocoon has a tenant, so they've hung out a pennant. Don't disturb, please keep waiting, we are evacuating. This home's my mama's, I'll soon have my own domicile. Spring, spring, spring.
It's as old as forever, but it's more fun than ever. Spring, spring, spring.
It's just like my mama says, I sit around and mope, pretending that I am so wonderful, and knowing I'm a dope. I'm as restless as a willow. Jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm a starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never, never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. Seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin or a bluebird on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring.
Might as well be the one and only voice of Nina Simone. Something about Nina Simone, you know, one of the great things about a recording artist or a great singer is they take the most often improbable material and filter it through their own sensibility. So even that song, it's from, of course, the film of State Fair, Rodgers and Hammerstein. She turns into something in a minor key. Well, we started with Rodgers and Hart. Let us finish our springtime gambol through the meadow, with crocuses and tulips and daffodils and all that jazz, with Rodgers and Hammerstein. So here is the obvious springtime song. This is a classic. I really love this rendition by Mandy Patinkin from the South Pacific studio album, I think that came out in the 1980s. Anyway, you know what it's going to be. Here is Mandy Patinkin.
Gave me gayer than life.
and music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and mother.
What a voice. What a sentiment. What a sentiment that we all want to grab onto. It is springtime, and there are all sorts of possibilities ahead of us. On a self-serving note, here on Broadway to Main Street, we have an active presence all over the interwebs, or whatever they're called. We're on iTunes. We have over 215 shows on iTunes. We're on Facebook. We're on NPR One now, which is a fantastic cache for all the NPR shows out there, so do check us out. Springtime means new. It means renewal. Here is an album that just came out. Billy Porter, who was in Kinky Boots and Shuffle Along, released an album called Billy Porter Presents the Soul of Richard Rodgers. And it is not your grandmother's Richard Rodgers. It is probably not even your mother's Richard Rodgers, but we celebrate the new and the different and the groundbreaking, because that's what flowers do. They break through the ground, don't they? And speaking of flowers, this is probably the most famous flower in the American musical theater canon. The song, of course, is from The Sound of Music, and even though it's a little flower that blossoms and grows in cold and difficult climates, it also inspires us to take a deep, fragrant breath for the future and embrace springtime. So here is Billy Porter with the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, and I look forward to have you listening to us throughout the springtime. Thank you.
Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow.
Flower is one that exists in the most hostile of environments. It blooms in the cold and snow and reminds us that we can and must flourish in the darkest of times. It's a song of hope, of peace, a healing prayer for a country in time of crisis.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, Edelweiss.
bless our homeland
forever and ever.
Oh,
the time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.